The candidates for Humboldt County District Attorney met in Rio Del on May 28th for the last debate of the election. Candidates Maggie Fleming, Ellen Dollison, Elaine Furpo, and Arnie Klein responded to questions from the audience in a forum hosted by the League of Women Voters and the City of Rio Del. Questions ranged from large-scale marijuana grows and environmental crimes to capital punishment and gun rights. The candidates wasted no time and got right into jabs and allegations against each other over topics such as plea bargains, experience, and ethical lapses. Audience questions initially focused on marijuana law enforcement in the county, with each candidate assuring the public that they would only be interested in prosecuting drug cartels or the criminal elements rather than self-described mom-and-pop operations. Candidate Dollison referred to marijuana as the lifeblood of the county economy.
Marijuana is the lifeblood of the Humboldt County economy, but when people grow in such a large capacity that they have to steal water, they have to divert water, and they go to efforts such as what Ms. Furpo mentioned, where they stole water from a school, we have to prioritize and we have to commit the amount of resources to that.
Water crimes such as theft or diversion of natural resources and environmental damage were emphasized by all four candidates as the types of cannabis-related crimes they would pursue. Arnie Klein landed the first rhetorical blows against fellow candidate Elaine Furpo early and often throughout the debate, including issues such as the controversial plea deal in the Anderson-Jordette murder case and his contention that she misled the public.
Do you know in the last month and a half, I've seen one candidate give away a murder case where the person would serve 2 years in county jail, mislead the family, and mislead the public. That candidate sitting to my right.
To which Furpo responded.
Mr. Klein keeps bringing up the Ferrer case. I did that disposition because it was the right thing to do. I reviewed all the evidence. I reviewed it with law enforcement. I talked to the family at length repeatedly. And I did that knowing it would be unpopular, knowing I was running for office, and knowing I was the only candidate running for office that was currently working in the office, and that I would be, you know, preyed upon by the other candidates selectively. But I stand by that disposition. That case is in preliminary hearing right now. It's being retried. We'll see what happens. But I think plea dispositions are necessary, and they require the courage to do the right thing, even when it's not necessarily going to be a popular resolution.
The heated debate continued with each candidate taking their turn, landing blows on the others. Dollison and Klein traded allegations of prosecutorial misconduct and ethical lapses. Dollison addressed the issue.
The misperception is, I guess if my opponents wanted to frame, at least some of my opponents wanted to frame, you know, the mistake that I made in 1997 where I accepted responsibility, did everything that the state bar asked me to do, went to the state bar program in terms of teaching ethics, as well as taking a multi-state professional responsibility ethics exam. I did all of that. I made reparations to the clients. I returned all the money. Since then, I've done a lot of things. I've been chosen to run an office in the public defender's office. I was hired to this office with full knowledge and disclosure. So just that one single thing should not define a person. I'm sure there's one thing in Mr. Klein's life he wouldn't want to define him.
Each candidate ended the night with a final statement to close out the 14th and final debate before the June 3rd election. Video coverage is available online at riodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf with the Rio Del Times reporting for KMUD Radio.